Hi, and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. This is episode 56, I think, off the top of my head. I don't know. I've never known. Don't ask me. But in this podcast, I want to talk about security in relationships. Because security in relationships is, well, you want to feel secure. At least, maybe that's my crazy assumption. And I'm going to be talking about security in relationships because I'm going to be talking about it in a way that maybe you haven't heard of it like this. And maybe you have, and if you have, then it's a great refresher. But if you haven't heard about it like this, in this sense, it's one of those things that you're going to realize that security is going to be, how do I say this? Security is going to be one of those things that is not going to really be a question. In fact, it's even hard for me to say. How do you be secure in your relationship? Because that's the wrong question to ask, or it's a question that doesn't necessarily serve you. Because if you say, how do you be secure in your relationship, often we come to that question assuming that there is something wrong, assuming that you can't be secure, and assuming that you aren't secure. And so I want to come to this podcast with a very simple question. Who is responsible for your happiness? Who's responsible for your happiness? Are you? Maybe. You know, when we're growing up and when we're a child, our parents assume responsibility for us. And that makes sense, you know, because when we're a child, we can barely fucking walk. It's like human babies. Like I love babies, right? But compared to other animals, we're the most defenseless children in the entire fucking planet, you know? Like little lambs, they come out and they're like, we can run from foxes now. And so I joke about this, but, you know, so when we're younger, often our parents assume responsibility for our own happiness. They assume it and they almost put that on us. And they feel like it's their role. And so part of stepping into being an adult, part of stepping into growing up, and part of the re-stepping in process to it is to discover that you are responsible for your own happiness. So when we say, how do you be secure in a relationship? That's also like saying, how do I intricately set up my relationship so that way I won't get hurt? Or that I'll be happy. But if you're responsible for your own happiness, then maybe security isn't the goal. Maybe security isn't the goal. And we're going to be coming as a roundabout way back to the goal, back to a new way of looking at this that'll really fucking help. So, if you're responsible for your happiness, then who, may I ask? Now, if you're single, then you can apply this to if you're ready to mingle and you're going to meet someone. Or if you're in a relationship, it's the same shit. But if you're responsible for your own happiness, then who is responsible for your partner's happiness? And I'm going to dare to say that it's your partner's responsibility for their happiness. Just maybe. And the reason why I'm saying that is because a number of people that I talk to on a daily basis, they think, and maybe you're one of these people, maybe you're not, who knows? But there is a number of people out there who think that if they do something, they're going to hurt their partner. Almost like it's their responsibility for their partner's happiness. It's a privilege for you to add to your partner's happiness. It's a privilege, but it is not your responsibility. Now, we're going to continue this. We're going to continue this idea because honestly, when we take it to that next level, I want you to realize, and there's this new concept I want you to understand. Just a new concept, yeah, that... Well, you know, happiness is contagious. It's not a new concept. You should have heard this by now. Happiness is contagious. Happy people attract happy people. Sad people attract sad people. But this is why we call it an emotional home. Now, we've all got an emotional home, right? At the end of the day, where do we go to? You know, some people, they go to sadness. Some people, they, sorry, I got something in my throat. Thank you for bearing with me. We don't edit these podcasts. We never do. So some people go to sadness. Some people go to happiness. Some people go to anger. Some people go to frustration. You know, it's the emotional home that we've practiced. So I want you to understand now, and this is going to be really hard for some people to understand. And for some people, it'll be really controversial. Some people, it'll be really painful. But sometimes people find ways to hurt themselves that you think, or you might think, that if you do something, you're going to hurt your partner, which might be true. The actions that you took to allowed your partner to interpret them in a way that they perceive to hurt themselves. But sometimes people will go out of their way to hurt themselves. Sometimes people will. And I've seen this time and time and time and time and time again. And maybe you've seen this time and time again, where look at someone you might know. You know, you might have a friend who goes through a breakup, and then they start dating someone new, and they have the exact same problems, and they're talking about the exact same thing. It's like they're dating the exact same guy. He just has a different face, a different name, different DNA, different location that he lives. But it's the same shit over and over again. And so when we understand this, we consider it that it's not necessarily the person that hurt them. It's not the person. It's themselves. They found a way to hurt themselves. And that's not bad. Because sometimes we need to. We need to understand that where we're at, the emotions that we're at, who we are, where we're vibrating from, the emotions that we are in, right? We need to understand the consequences of those things. It's like, for example, someone thinking, I'm just not going to try in anything in life. Sometimes that will lead them to being really apathetic and leading them down a dark path. So they realize that that's not part of who they are, that they are constantly expanding and discovering who they are. And it's through real world feedback that we discover that. And so when we understand this, here's the interesting thing, the really fascinating thing. If people find ways to hurt themselves, then maybe, just maybe, people can also find ways to love themselves. People also find ways to feel happy about themselves. People can find ways to feel love. That if hurt, insecure people, and I don't mean that that is them, that's the fucking label. I mean that in people who are currently sitting in pain, or people who are currently sitting in the emotional home of insecurity. Because you can move out. You can move out of these emotions. You can move out of these emotions and start moving into something well, right? If you have a happy home, a happy emotional home, right? If you have a happy emotional home, then what happens is you start decorating it with other happy things. And when you start decorating it with other happy things, you will find ways to love yourself. And when you find more ways to love yourself, that's the relationship that you want. That's the love life that you want. This is why when I'm working with people, someone asks me, how do I make my partner love me? How do I make him look at me in a whole different way? And that's just bargaining with a drug dealer. You know, this is what I attribute most people's love lives to be like. They're going to someone to give them a fucking drug. They go to someone, they say, hey, you, please give me love. Please give it to me. And they go, yeah, it's really easy. I can give you some now because I like you. And, you know, first hit's free. And then after that, because they don't have enough for both of you, not yet anyway, because the goal is to have enough for everyone, you know, to share. Like, here, I give my love to you guys in this form of a podcast, but, you know, it's because I've really tended to my energy levels that I can do this. But what happens is, right, you go to someone, and then they don't have enough love to give you because they had to give it to themselves first. And then you get upset, or you might get upset because you're thinking, you know, but they were doing this. They were helping me. They were loving me. They were sharing with me. They were doing all of these things. But now all of a sudden they don't want to do it. And then we get upset and we try to bargain with them. We try to manipulate them. And I attribute this to being like it's like going to your drug dealer. Because all of a sudden, you're not getting your hit. You're not getting your fix. You know, you get itchy. You get withdrawals. You get sad. You get depressed. Because you try all of these fucking tactics to get the person to give you your love, your injection, your daily hit of love. But it was never that game to play. That's not how it works. That's not how it should work. And so we try dating strategies. Oh, send this text message after 3 days. Don't do this after this day. Make sure that this particular thing happens at this time. But this is why when I'm working with people, I call it automatic action. When we work together, and you'll discover as we work together more, because this is us working together, this is a collaboration. If you are listening to this, we have already begun the working together process. That as you work together more, you'll discover what real collaboration means. That it's two people who are happy, bringing and creating and sharing the happiness together. It's called synergistic. Synergistic, meaning two people investing energy, getting more energy out of it. That your relationship will be another way in which you are expressing and finding your happiness. And this is why we focus on feelings, because all those strategies, all those ideas, all those text messages, all those whatevers will be inspired from happiness. That's why we call it inspired action. Inspired from happiness. And they will come fast and they will come quick. In fact, most of the time when I'm on a coaching call with someone, right? Most of the time when I'm on a coaching call with someone, I don't tell people what to do. I could give them the answers, but it's like giving a nuke to a child. They would press the button and blow themselves up because they're not in the right state. But when we bring people into the right state, into the right emotional feeling, it becomes very easy for them to come to the same conclusions, but from a different place. You could give someone money and they would spend it on something that will make them feel bad. You can give someone money and they can spend it on something that will make them feel really good. So maybe the money or the love or the relationship is almost irrelevant compared to how you feel. Which is why we focus on your feelings first. We focus on getting into the right state. We focus on feeling the right feelings. The things that you want from the relationship, we feel them now without the relationship. And then the relationship you get will become a reflection of that, like looking into a mirror and perceiving your own happiness. And when you come from this perspective, if you ask the question, let's ask the question, how to be secure in your relationships? How to be secure in your relationship? Well, my answer to you is, how to be secure in your relationship? Don't worry about it. Let it happen. Let it unfold. Let the journey be better than the destination. Let it manifest. Let it create. Let it be created by itself. Let it unfurl. Invite it into your life. Make space for it. Make room for it. And when someone says, but you have to be in my life, you say, no, I don't. But I'd like to. But when you say have to, it has such magnitude. This is why you can get married for all the wrong reasons. Marriage itself is harmless. But you say, sign this contract, so you are legally obliged to love me, and you are legally obliged to give me that drug called love. Or you can sign it because it's a celebration. It's just one other thing that is manifested in your life as a reflection of the love that you are feeling and that you are then sharing and creating in a synergistic way with your partner. This is the paradigm shift. How to be secure in the relationship? Fucking trust it. How to be secure in your life? Trust it. How to be secure in your love life? Trust it. But when you think you have to do something different than you're already doing, than the path you're already taking, than the pathway of least resistance that you're going through, because sometimes to be happy, you got to go through sadness first, so that way you know what happiness truly is. Sometimes to know what a good relationship is, you need to go through bad ones. Sometimes to go through to find where you want to live, you need to live in bad places. But to say, I got to get it all right now, is eating the entire fucking cake in one bite, when the process of eating the cake is the enjoyment of the cake. That's the unfurling process. That's the every bite is delicious. Not, I ate the whole cake, now I feel like shit. So, I want to invite you then to consider, just consider, that there's nothing you have to do, which for some people is going to be really hard to feel on. They're like, there's nothing I have to do? How do I do that? That was like, once I did a podcast on not overthinking, and I had a number of people message me going, what's the thinking? How can I think myself out of not thinking? I'm like, that's not. How do I? Anyway, I want to invite you to trust. I want to invite you to realize that there's not much you have to do. That you can go to bed knowing that, you know, all your problems tomorrow will sort themselves out. That you don't need to be, you don't need to juggle the balls of life so much. That it doesn't need to be some effort that you consistently effort, fight. It can be something you enjoy. And not only that, in the same way you enjoy eating a cake, not having eaten the cake, I want to invite you to enjoy the process of discovery. The process of discovery being that every pain you go through is one less pain that you go through. Because every time you experience it, you're experiencing it in a new way. And that whoever said pain was so bad? Whoever said suffering was so bad? You know, a personal story about me. I once went through a phase where I probably would have identified as a Buddhist because I was trying to remove suffering in my life. And as a consequence, I removed a lot of things from my life, but not from a very good place. Then one day I came to the conclusion, whoever said suffering was bad? And then suddenly I was okay with it, and suddenly I stopped suffering. That's the thing. A lot of people, another example, people in relationships are like, I don't want to hurt the other person. Whoever said hurting the person was bad? Because sometimes you're inviting them to expand. Now, don't go out of your way to be a masochist and hurt other people. But what I'm inviting you to do is to not be so afraid of that. Because what I find is when people are afraid of hurting someone else, they alter their behavior. And then the pain that person goes through a period of time afterwards is so much more magnitude because you've built it up, you haven't expressed it, you've altered your behavior, you were less of who you were, and when it started to become who you were, suddenly that's like a sledgehammer of that built up avoidance of pain. And that hurts people. So when I invite you to feel this way, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel relaxed. You're going to feel at peace. You're not going to feel like you have to control everything. You're not going to feel like you have to do much either. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to do much and it just worked? Wouldn't that be great? That's a good fantasy world. But wouldn't it be great if it was fucking reality? And it is. Or it can be. If you work with me. But it can be. And it is when you allow it to be. And so, when you allow this, this becomes easier. So that was this podcast. We've done it for 20 minutes and 47 seconds. If you did like this podcast, make sure to make everyone that you know like it. Actually, let's answer some... There's someone on Instagram. I'm streaming this live. Someone on Instagram is revealing their story. I'm not going to reveal who it was because this won't be thing. But someone comments, I was in a relationship where we couldn't let go of each other. And, though many years, it was destructive, like a drug. And that's sometimes what addictive drugs happen to be. They be destructive. That's why I said treating like a drug dealer. Then this person goes and said, I was so addicted to him and he was obsessed with me, but still meeting other women. He lived with another woman, but came to me for sex. Like a drug, we were so addicted to the sex. I was so afraid to break up with him because I was avoiding the pain, hurting him. First of all, I want to say thank you for sharing that. And then she says, thank you for a good podcast. I really feel like this has been really beneficial for you. The reason why I brought this up, the reason why I read your comments was because, you know, now you know what it looks like. That's a blessing. You always want to ask yourself, not only just why was this the best thing that ever happened to me, but also how could it get any better than this? Because not only that, you appreciate the moment, but you also bring yourself to notice what you do want more. You shift your focus from enjoying the moment and also to how good it could be in the future. Because it can be good, and it is good. It is easy. You just got to let it be easy by feeling how easy it can be. And anything hard, any perceptive thing that you have hard is just a perception. You are making it harder by thinking it's harder. But I just can't do it. Great. Good for you. Do you like telling other people how you just can't do it? Or would you like it to be easy? But it's not easy making it easy. Yeah, sure, whatever. So, as always, you know, I'm here as your guru of love. I'm here as your coach. I'm here as a mentor. I'm here as someone who, like a guide. That's why on my Instagram, I refer to myself as a guide rather than a coach. Because I guide you through this process. I guide you through, I'm instrumental. That's the key. In the same way that you will meet someone, and they'll be instrumental in your happiness. Instrumental. I love that word. It's, for me, it's such a biblical word. It's profound. Instrumental. It's like I was eating food, and so this food was instrumental in me not becoming hungry. You know, but the you were always going to be full, but the food was part of the process. So I am instrumental in your own process, in your love life. This is not a relationship. If you listen to this podcast, this is not a relationship that just dies. This is the start. And as we grow together, this will grow more and more and more and more and more, because you better believe I'm working on some big things when it comes to the nature of love and relationships. There are some little projects that I do. Like I have projects where I'm redefining, not only redefining love, but I'm redefining social skills. I'm redefining this and that in a much more easy way. I'm redefining the way we look at energy as well. One of my clients said, oh my God, this should be a program, when I reveal to her part of that thing. So I do a lot of my own vibrational work in my own time. And so that's some projects that I'm really interestingly excited to reveal in the future when they've come to the point that they are ready and tested. So I'm really excited for those. And they might come out as an online course and podcast and stuff like that. But as always, if you want to take this relationship to the next level, go to www.loveonmyterms.com. That's where you will get private coaching with me. Now, I have my 6-week program. That's the program you want to do. It's fucking revolutionary. But also, everyone gets one free call. One free call. And I don't approve everyone. And sometimes I'll get on a call and be like, you're not ready for this. And I'll end the call because they're not, you know. I've done it before. And I'll do it again. Not saying that that's you. But I'm saying that, you know, it's better that we do it right than we try and get it right. And that's my opinion anyway. You know, when people bring you down, remove yourself from them until you're strong enough to lift them up again. Same thing. If someone's not ready, don't talk to them until they are. Don't talk to them until they are. All the rest is just fighting, trying to make something happen. You're better solving the problem properly than dealing with the pain, like going through a lot of, like going through the mud. Like here, you want to build a house in the mud or you just wait for the mud to dry to build the house? What would be better? What would be easier? So that was this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I do enjoy talking to you as much as you enjoy listening. And, you know, people email me back. So feel free, if you have any thoughts, ideas, if this triggered any ideas, feel free to email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. Feel free to email me if you have any requests for podcasts. Also email me. I do reply. Unless you're a stalker, then I don't reply. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.